Good morning, good morning. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday morning. We're in the living room and we're glad that you're joining us by way of the internet. What a miracle that God has developed this, the world using it for not good things, but God knows how to use it for His work. Father, we thank You, we praise You, we glorify You. We're thankful, Lord, that You're allowing Brother Freedom to remain with us. And Lord, we thank You for anointing him today in a wonderful, wonderful, marvelous way. He knows he cannot make it without You, and none of us can make it without You. We're zero without You, but with You we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Lord, thank You for touching the Word. Thank You for touching our prayers. Most of all, thank You for speaking through Brother Freedom today in a glorious way. We thank You for the Holy Ghost. Lord, thank You that You didn't leave us comfortless. Oh, You sent us Your glorious Spirit. Thank You, thank You, thank You. We love You, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Psalm 139, to the chief musician, a Psalm of David. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from Thy Spirit, or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from Thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to Thee. For Thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from Thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in Thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are Thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with Thee. Surely Thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. For they speak against Thee wickedly, and Thine enemies take Thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate Thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against Thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Father God, thank You for this wonderful prayer of David, Lord. Thank You for Your words and Your promises. Thank You for a beautiful day that You've given us. Thank You, Lord, that we can come before You, come before Your presence with thanksgiving. And Lord, we need Your touch today, every day. We need You, and we call upon You once again for Your anointing, for the move of Your Holy Ghost, for Your touch upon Brother Freedom, and for Your move in this service. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank You, Holy Father, for Your goodness to us, for Your mercy, for Your loving kindness that's new every morning. Thank You for Your presence in this place already. Thank You for filling this tabernacle with Your precious Holy Spirit and with the anointing of Your Spirit upon Brother Freedom. Thank You for filling us. Help us to be people who honor You with all that we do and say. Thank You for, again, anointing this place with Your presence and filling it through this day so that we know that Your will is being done in this place. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, we thank You. We praise You this day. Lord, I'm nothing, but I ask of You to help me this day. I pray that You take over, and I'll just do Thy will. Oh, hallelujah. Right then, You said, Your sheep hear My voice, and they come at Your call, and a stranger they do not know. Father, we know that's the problems in this world today. They're hearing other voices. But we're not to hear that stranger. He's bad. But the world, the churches, they hear the wrong spirit. Father, I just pray that You put the right spirit in this service today. I pray for the agape anointing from heaven, Lord God, that you'd bind all hindrances, all pride, all jealousness, all fear, hatefulness, killings, railings, all these wicked things, selfishness. Oh, Lord, because they're all around, Father, just Father, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, let them be free this day, right now. I feel you. I see you. I see your presence. Lord, come down. Move upon us all you can. I see the rays from glory coming down. And Father, I pray now that you take over this service. In Jesus' name, amen. We're living in an hour, my beloved. Everybody where you are, throughout the world, wherever you are, you should hear this message today because the Lord's going to speak and let you know where we're at. We're living in a time of the days that's been prophesied many years ago. About the days of the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back very soon. And we as God's people need to be ready. We need to be looking for that day because that is our ticket out of this old ugly world and then going into a place of refuge forever and ever and ever. But I see the Lord showing me there's not many that's taking heed to this. They're taking heed to even the ministries of their church getting bigger and bigger and they're getting more people saved and they're getting all these men's works. But they end up being seducing spirits, doctrines of devils, anything that's the opposite from God. And that's what we have in the world today. We got a lot of opposites from our Father. We got a lot of soothsayers. They're out here talking and saying, when are the promises coming? Since the Father fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning. And truly, this is right. The Holy Ghost that moves so wonderfully here a few years back, his freedom is not here now. God moves by his Spirit, but this has to be, he has to put a special guard out. It's trying times. If you could see what's taking place out there, anyone that had any sense at all, you would go to God, run to God this day and you would seek him. You'd call upon him and say, forgive me. Lord, I'm not where I should be. We as God's people should say, search me, Lord. I want to be in the process of changing into you as your child. And that's what we do. We take on the Father's nature through Jesus Christ who paid it all on Calvary's cross upon this old cursed world. And by the power of God, he sent forth the comforter back to us that we might be endued from holy wisdom from God, determined to live righteously, determined to live in holiness, casting out all fear, all selfishness, all words of nothing to them. They're words of air. That's what we see in the churches. They're words of air. It's go out there and blow out and it's gone. But we want the power of God, the anointing of God. The anointing of God is that breaks all of the chains of darkness, wicked intentions. God has a power to keep us in this hour. And that power don't come by just going with the tide. Because I tell you, the tide is full of wickedness. The tide is full of evil. The winds carry great deceit. The wind carries doctrines of devils, seducing spirits, fearfulness, hatefulness. Lying. Did you ever not see the place that's lying like now? I talked to a young man the other day, and he told me a lie within a few seconds. People are full of lies. We need to counsel God all constantly to keep us straight in him. All of us. Because as long as we live in this house of clay, we're acceptable to sin. We're able to, like catching colds, we're able to lose the way very rapidly. And the trouble is when we lose that way, we're off, we get, the enemy comes exactly at that time and just feeds you a lie that you thought might be believed that you'll actually lose the way. He's very powerful. He wants to deceive the very elect. He's on call all the time. He's in your back doorstep. They're waiting to take you. But if you live for God, you can dwell in the secret place of the Most High and you can live under his umbrella, live under his shadow, his cloud of glory to God. But when we deliberately go away from the Lord, this last days we're going in infections, snakes and vipers out there to kill you, to destroy you. Wicked things are out there prancing to take anybody down they can. They don't care because they know
Their day is very short. But the child of God has got a long life ahead of them. Oh, praise God, with long life, he will satisfy you. And he will show you a great life. It comes by renouncing the sin and taking on the glory of God. Renouncing the old man. God churches have not renounced no man. They don't renounce nothing. But you got to renounce the old man. You got to get rid of him. It's work, but it's worth it. The work of God is not being moved on by God. It's being done by men. And men cannot produce the work of God. See, there's imitators that want to take on God. Satan does that. He likes to look like it's God when it's not God. And look what he's done in the church. It looks like the church, but it's not church. It's still a building. It's still got the old, but there's no Spirit of God. Without the Spirit of God, it's zero. It's sub-zero. You can't even calibrate it. It's so low. God's here to set us free and to keep us free. But it comes in taking heed to the things that we've heard. Lest at any time that we've let them slip, we hear the Word of God, we don't really live it. We don't eat it. We don't really adhere to it. We go a different direction. We go the way that we want to do it. It's not the way I want to do it. It's the way God wants to do it. That's what I learned years ago. I was a pretty good mechanic, I thought. So the Lord came into my life, and Michael did, and I found out I was zero, and I had to go his way even at that. And every time he told me something, I did exactly what he told me. I didn't worry about I was going to get fired. I didn't care about nothing because I knew that was the only way, the only plan that I could live in. And God moved mightily in me in the military also. The Lord Jesus is our source. He is the way. You have to come through him first. You get saved. You got to believe on that name. That name is above all names. And without that name, you're missing it. And you'll miss that day. You got to take on what Jesus did upon that cross. Because he died that sinners could be saved. We all find ourselves in the very beginning sinners. We still sinners, saved by grace. We got to work on our lives daily. Because the old man is in that such a way, it works. We got to keep on contact with our Holy Spirit at all times. That's why the Holy Spirit come. Because he lives within you. He don't live with you. He lives within you. He tells you what to do. You don't tell him what to do. See, that's when we got this all backwards. We call for, well, you help us build this. You help us do that. And then I think that's opposite of the way he works. He tells us what to do from the very beginning. And then from there on, and you love it because he tells you. We ain't got brains enough in ourselves. Doing all the brains we have is to follow Satan. God has to take us over and take us and cleanse us again and get back in shape. And here we go away. And then if we're not careful, here we slide off the again. God wants to keep us saved, on fire, that you might be healed. That person in Singapore this day, right now, I pray that she'd be healed from the very crown of her head, the very sole of her feet. Healer, in the wonderful name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're just made out of clay. But God wants to introduce us that we, even that clay, needs to be inducted and be moved upon by the Holy One. He wants to be our, oh Lord, hallelujah. He wants to perfect that what's lacking within us. A whole lot is lacking within us. We need to walk the straight and narrow. You can have fun. Like yesterday, I went and sat down. I was enjoying it. And God didn't care about it. But you got to keep your mind on him, too. God showed me this morning that 99% of Christian people never even think about him. They're all thinking about what he does, but they never think about who he is. It's a lot of difference. The church is out here. You've got a program. We think about that. What's the one that's mentioned about God and what did this? But there's nobody really wanting to search for him. Unless we get him, we're not going to be in the picture. You can have all these programs you want. You've got to hit him. That's from heaven. That's the truth. All these others have been lies, deception from the enemy. He's brought great deception by wave after wave. And this day, God wants to set the captive free. Deliver them. Put them on high. And then I receive a pure gospel. Oh, come on, shut that up. The gospel of God's love. Oh, that love suffers long as kind. Love bonds not itself. Is not puffed up. Oh, look how I've been around Christians. Puffed up. Boy, we got it. Oh, they worry about you. What church you go? He said you go to house to, we're sorry for you because we got everything up to date. And Ned says, yeah, well, yes, sir, I guess that's right. But it's not right. What's right is having God's finger on you all the time, saying, Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? Should I go or should we sit? And he says nothing, just sit there. Just sit here today. I'll go to sleep today. When I wake up, still haven't said what to do, still sit here another day. We have to learn to wait upon God. If you want to get deliverance out of this world, you're going to have to do it His way. And God's ways is not grievous. He's here to love you, strengthen you, uphold you, but you got to follow Him. Him only. His eyes are running to and fro throughout the whole world. What's that mean? He's looking and seeing exactly what's going on everywhere and what we're doing. You might say you're a Christian, but you know what it says? His eyes are running throughout the whole world to show himself strong on behalf whose heart is what? Made perfect toward Him. Perfect! Not a sloppy person. Perfect. Your perfection's in Him. Not world perfection. It's in Him. It's godly insight. It's godly power. That you might be holy. The churches are real churchy. God's really holy. Really, the church is a slam to God. Because God's holy. Churches, most, I never see no holiness in them. But a bunch of words. But God, the glory of God comes, lives within you! It says, He didn't come to live in the house made of wood, all these things. He come to live in our house. See, when Jesus Christ died, He sent back the comforter. He was going to live within us forever until God took us out of here. See, He abides right now, but He's put out every place. He can't be in this church because it's shameful. Well, we only have a room in the back of church where we do it and discuss Him. Yeah, He's totally out of it. Just like years ago, Jesus come one morning when I was in church and He's crying. I was asking why He's crying. He says, they want me a name only. Name only. There's one name. See, if you have a name, that's good enough. No. God wants His heart. All these things of God's in your heart. You become a new person because your heart's right. Not because the outside of you is right. You get right from this heart. And your love comes from God. Your love comes because this day, very soon, things are going to happen. And all of us, the Bible plainly says, if He didn't shorten the day, the very elect would not be able to be saved. That's why I'm fearful only God. I want to stay perfect in His eyes all the time. I don't want to miss that last call, that last turn. Oh my goodness, what would it be? Oh, praise God, if He's already gone, my heart would break. Yours should break too. God is the answer, but we got to go His way. When I started serving God, I questioned it a couple of times, and he said, if you don't question me, we'll just stop it then. And I said, no, I don't want to stop it. We'll continue on. But I saw a little humanistic in me. And I finally had to break that because I knew that God wasn't going to hurt me. You know, I might lose my wife. I might lose my family. I was like Job, but I could not. I guess I was selfish because I wanted to be with Him. There's a selfishness in us that God wants, that we want to be with Him. We know that people can't. We wish they could, but that love of Him is forever. It's got to be that. It's beyond any imagination. It's with the love of God that whether you have Him with a selfish love, you're selfish. You love Him so much. You love Him with that great desire and say, Lord, I can't make it without You. He's my child. I love You. Go on. I'll bless you. See, the Father's love is beyond anything that we can imagine. I didn't know I was a baby myself. And when He started, a young fellow actually taught me a lot. And this young fellow says, so why don't you pray about it? I said, God don't have to touch this iron. He says, why not? He loves you, don't He? And God says, yeah, I will. He said, I want to make you feel good. See, we don't really get all to God what we can have. God has more from us than we want. I mean, our cup runs over. It just runs over and runs over and runs over and floods us with the light from heaven. His eyes open the righteous and his ears and hears open to the cry. Why we don't grow is we don't call upon him. It says, call on me and I will answer thee and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. Everything that we know, we don't know it. See, when you go out here and try to manufacture new words for God, everything has to come from him. You've got to unload the old man. Ain't there good teachings? But they're man's teaching. God wants all you. Just one, only one. That comes by living right where he's with you right from the very. You don't have to go no place. He told me I didn't need to be in the Bible school. I need to go in the army.
Because I wasn't
where I should be with it, and I need to learn to be an overcomer. See, I was trying to be a pastor, a preacher, a pastor, whatever it was, and I named overcomer. We get the cart before the horse, and then we got a mess in it. We have troubles. I could just go and go and go and go while I see the troubles. But God's here in his last days that we might walk in victory. And you're going to see the world, the churches, the sin self, are going to be walking in wickedness. It's coming down just like my dream that I had, exactly like it. I see them, they were saying that they had all things, they didn't need nothing. Bible speaks about it. But yet I seen they was living in latrines. They was drinking out of a latrine. It was so terrible. Their skin was all yellow. They weren't healthy. They weren't where they should be. But yet they thought everything was right. That's what Satan would do to you without God out there. He'll give you and lie to you, cheat to you. But I remember, if you go seek God for 1 hour, it's better therapy than you going down and seeing 1,000 these people to think they know what to do. God's the answer. Even for your diseases, God is the answer. Cancer, God is the answer. But what we got, people that really don't know God, that's why we got so much of these things. People don't get healed because they're not living where they should be, praying for healing. We got to sell out to him. It's that simple. Now, God still lets you out of business. You prosper. But he is first. You're just sitting back writing. And I remember many times I felt like I was just sitting in the back of a little old car. My little old kid pulling little toy cars. But I remember that he is God. And God's here to strengthen us in this last days when things are going to fall apart. Judgment is going to begin at the house of God. The Bible says the perverse begin at us. What's the end of them that believe not? The sinners are going to face it. They're going to feel it. Perilous times are coming. Money is going to disappear. Heartaches are going to increase. Suicides are going to increase. A lot of troublesome times are coming. It's only going to last for a short period of time because Jesus coming back to the clouds of glory. He's going to be here, I believe, before this happens. But those that miss it, which I seen the rapture one time I was in it, there wasn't a lot of people. So it behooves us. Not that I'm nothing. I am nothing, but God's everything. I hide what I'm saying in God. Brother Freedom is zero. I don't want to be nothing. He is God. I'm his cheerleader for God because he is absolutely perfect. He's made this world. This world is perfect. Everything he does, man comes and messes up. God's here to bring correction in this last days, and it means that correction is going to be that this earth's going to fall apart. And those that are ready are going to be leaving it. Those that are not ready are going to go through a judgment time. A lot of them are going to lose their life. It's going to be a hellish, I'm saying that it's hellish time when this happens. It'll be a day that's never been before. Now, I didn't cuss, but I said that it's a hellish thing. God's here to rearrange our lives because we all need rearranging all the time. He constantly keeps us online. He keeps in the way, the truth, and life. And praise God, I don't have anything on this earth, but you can't put something away and keep it because you'd leave this world with nothing. We're going to leave naked, came in this world, and naked we're going to leave it. It's just the pace of time from the time that we live to the time that whatever that day is all earth's about. And the way we live on earth depends on where we're going to live in eternity. If you live for God, you're going to live with him in eternity. If you live for the world, you're going to miss it. And that place you miss it, it's a bad, bad, bad place. because you're going to be there with Hitler, Mussolini, all the wicked people. I thought about Hitler this morning, how he killed all those Jews. What a terrible, pulled all these people in boxcars. That was terrible. Oh, I feel his presence. How those people were pushed off. But it all started way back years ago when Israel left God. God let it happen. God's a good God, but we don't mess with him. And that's what's going to happen to America, is that those people were all up to these, actually burned them alive. Terrible. But God has spoken to the world for his great love, that he so loved the world that all that would believe him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He said, the Father loveth the Son, and giveth all things him. He that believeth on the Son hath life. He that believeth not on the Son shall not have life, and the wrath of God shall be upon him. So that means you got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with your whole heart, with your whole being. He is your only way, or we're going to miss it. I don't know what about what's already happened years ago. I don't know that part. Hopefully everybody's all saved, but I believe from now on it's going to take a way to live for God. It's going to be, take all we have to live for God, because the Bible plainly says there's going to be a great falling away. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man comes. It's time for the Son of Man to come. And that means it's like the days of Noah, there's just a few. The ark was built by Noah. And out here today, we got to build us all an ark to live, to go to heaven. And that's, we die out this world, and that ark will keep us, and keep in the shelter of the mighty hand of God until he takes us away. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you this day. I pray that God will rearrange your life. I pray that you'll be on fire for God. Have the victory, that God's the only victory that you can have. It's not in this world. You've got to come out from this world, be severed. If you do, you'll be saved. If you get in this world has a way of having powers against us. God bless you. I pray that God, if you have a need, I know that girl in Singapore, I believe, is touched this day. She needs to be told that, because the devil won't want to be saved. He won't want to be touched. But God, sometimes we got to have sometimes a coaxing, and a lot of wrong spirits where she's coming from. And the way it is now, it's just like that healing has to be delivered by God through that Ipsum hell. That's why it used to be people get saved and feel in a church. But now the churches, they can't get healed there either, because we have dropped down our standards so low that God's not in it. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. And I love all of you. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you and amen. I like that. Praise the Lord. The Lord really anointed Brother Freedom this morning, and it was a wonderful message. It touched me. God bless you. God bless you. Thanks for joining us.